Hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to the best 2-on-1 ever! You know, we're just getting better, and then we're matching again today, so...
I know!
Finally!
Except you're not wearing your I voted sticker.
I don't have a sticker on me right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm wearing a boring, like, white shirt.
You look beautiful. It matches your headphones. PSA, obviously this podcast episode is going to come out after Election Day, but go be civically engaged in whatever way you know how.
What she said, and then vote for Rodney to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, go to our Instagram or Twitter, even though Twitter is dying, but that's a whole nother conversation.
See how our worlds are colliding?
Yes.
All right. Basically, ABC is, you know, spending quality time on having us watch Brandon and Serene take a nap. That's the best way to start it off. I'm like, okay, do you even think Brandon listened to a single thing about what she was saying about Kate?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
That man was out cold.
And they're like an old married couple just like napping together and, you know, doing their thing. I think it's cute.
This is as exciting as it's gonna get on Paradise right now, you guys. So, all right, Alex, I just want to address, like, I just want to take care of one thing before we start. Can you bring your head up to the screen a little bit? Just a quick temperature check. Okay, all right, that's good. That's good. Okay, so what does that mean? A temperature check? I only know it in medical terms. And Kate's like, you know what? We're going to need a temperature check.
Yeah.
What?
Kate went off the rails this episode in so many different ways.
I know. That's why I'm like, this girl doesn't even know. I only know it because when I go to the doctor, they're like, let me check your temperature. And Kate's
Or in COVID times when you go up to the storefront and they scan you real quick.
Bloop. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I definitely feel like their conversation was produced in the rain. Or maybe they, like, made it rain. I don't know, while Kate was talking to Logan. But basically it was that scene in The Notebook where Allie and Noah were having a conversation. And Noah's like, what do you want?
Yes.
And then Kate's like, not to date Hayden. And then Logan's like, want to make it official?
Yeah. Oh, God. This was... I wrote down, I was like, I don't like these two together, but this is hot as hell. But then I was like, where the fuck is the tongue on this kiss? They were just like a long extended smooch. I was like, this is a little weird. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here.
What?
What? Okay, I have two questions for you, Amanda.
Yes.
The first one is, if you're in between two men, what are you... This is not a real life situation that you are experiencing
Don't
right now.
Don't you dare pull that shit on me again like you did last week.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Okay, good. Hypotheticals much better than the realization.
If you're in between two potential partners, right, and one of them is someone that you have a really intense connection with, and the other person is, like, on paper, the person of your dreams, the chemistry is missing. Who do you choose?
I'm picking the one where we have the better chemistry. It's not about how much money you have or where you're from and, you know, how much you choose to spend on a dog or what. Like, I'm just making this up. I don't know. It's really not about that. It's about what's in your heart. That's the kind of girl I am. That's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's just go with Logan. And also too, people, age difference doesn't matter. Age is just a number.
It really
is. Who cares? I've been a cougar once before, but who cares? Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you know, you're still the girl in the relationship, so you know what, that's on them.
It's like the most frustrating thing, Like, I think it's also like, since I was young, people always assume I'm older than I am, but it has something to do with my height, I think. But it's the most like frustrating thing when like you're talking to a guy and then they're like, oh, I really like you. Like, you're great. Mm-hmm. And then they find out how old you are. And then they're like, ooh, you're so young. And it's like a turnoff for them. And I'm like, can we go back to like when you were like, I really like you? Like, why is my age all of a sudden a factor? Like, I'm sorry. Are you ready to get down on one knee and be married and have kids tomorrow? No. Well, neither am I. Perfect. We're at the same stage of life. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I actually had that question for you. So what would you do? I feel like I know what you would do because you would agree with me.
Oh, yeah. 150% connection all the fucking way. I mean, I've dated people before who I thought were like my like quote unquote like dream person, like on paper. And I don't know, I feel like there's certain expectations that come with that. And at the end of the day, like, you can't fake chemistry. And if you really like have a deep connection with someone, you're going to fight for that. Like, and also like those, Hayden could lose his fucking money. I wrote down, I was like, I hope Logan wins the Powerball.
And you know what's funny too? The other thing that I didn't know is that Logan and Kate are 7 years apart, aka to Kate, that's a decade. This girl clearly paid attention in school. Then, you know, then my question is like, why are the twins on the show?
Right.
If you really think about it, like, come on. And then it basically just, you know, throughout the episode, it's just showing how money hungry these girls are, especially Kate, right?
Yep.
And she's also concerned. She kept going around to the cast. She's like, Logan lives with two roommates. Okay.
So do I. My mom and my dad.
Literally same. Literally same. I wanted to just, you know, get your opinion on this quote. My sister in Christ, I am 33.
Got this up.
You knew that I was gonna bring it up at some point.
She said it so many fucking times. And like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. My sister in Christ, I'm 22. Like,
And I'm 23.
Yeah, like, what is this? What is happening?
What is the point? What is the point?
They brought up faith quite a few times this season. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about baby Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Sister in Christ.
And then Jacob went home this week. So it's just like the spirit, you know, just keeps on going. Oh, God. All right.
So I don't know. I was just.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just like kind of fed up with Kate this episode talking about how she needs a man who gives off provider energy. And she was like, I want Logan to sweep me off my feet. And I'm like, girl. He literally did in that fucking notebook scene. Like, I want to be swept off my feet literally, not physically, but she was swept off her feet literally and physically. So I don't know. I'm just disappointed in Kate. And I know, Amanda, you and I have had different opinions about Logan in the past, but at the end of the day, I think he deserves better than Kate.
Agreed.
That's all I had to say.
Agreed. My sister in Christ, I am 33. It's just really the theme so far this episode is choosing money over love, and these people just don't get it. And the fact that you and I are younger, we're just so much smarter than them, and we know. You see?
Hey, but also, we are in a different place.
I know, but still, like, from watching, like, we're right.
In a decade, an actual decade, when I'm 32 and you're 33, and we're still recapping this podcast, like, maybe we'll feel differently, but I don't know. I don't. Like, the way she was talking about the fucking Equinox membership, I'm like, who can afford to work out at Equinox? Like, stop it. Stop it. Oh, just annoying.
I know. Okay, so let's move on to the rose ceremony outfits. Okay, I really did not like Serene's dress at the rose ceremony. It was, I can't even describe it. And then Shanae followed along with the green theme. Do you not remember the dresses?
I have no idea what you're talking about. The only thing I remember Serene wearing this episode was like that black slinky thing.
No, I'm talking about the green dress, people.
No recollection. You're going to have to carry this part.
I will. I simply didn't like it. She usually dresses up very nicely. And I'm like, she's probably the prettiest girl on the beach. But she was wearing like a lime green dress with, it was a very interesting pattern. Can't really, I don't want to like pop up on the screen and visualize it and like point it out because that's just weird. But if you guys look up Serene's dress, I would love to hear what you think. Comment below. Let me know, because I don't want to go into it because it would involve pointing a lot of things that I don't want to point out on my Zoom screen. So just let us know what you think. And then same goes for Shanae's dress. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, we don't usually recap fashion on here. So, I mean, I'm the kind of person who like.
We did with Gabby and Rachel, though.
Oh, with Gabby and Rachel, 100%. But we haven't been this season. I mean, I'm.
Well, there hasn't been a problem. There really hasn't been a problem.
Good to know. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, go back and look. Yeah, it just wasn't the best look for Serene. I love Serene, and that's why I'm saying it, because honesty is the best policy. But in other news, what was pretty dramatic is how Aaron decided to tell Genevieve that he's in love with her. Oh, I thought they were going to break up again. What did you think of that? How do you think Aaron handled that?
I literally wrote, Aaron, what a bitch move. I mean, I think it's cute. I think it's funny. Like, it reminds me of, like, if you've seen The Office, Jim and Pam. Pam really wants him to propose, and she's like, and he's constantly joking, but then he'll just be tying his shoe, like he's fake getting down on one knee. I think humor is important in a relationship.
I agree.
But also, after the week that we have seen Aaron and Genevieve have, and how like rocky their relationship is, I was surprised. I would have been more impressed if Aaron was like got really deep and personal, because sometimes humor, like you're putting up a wall, you know? So it wasn't my favorite, but it worked for them. And I'm happy that they both said that they're in love.
And Genevieve is like the most sensitive girl on the beach. I mean, there's Jill, but then there's also Genevieve. I don't know which is worse, but like you can't go wrong. So, All right, let's go back to Kate and Logan again, because, you know.
So Amanda.
Alex,
when you I have some advice for you.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
As you're dating and you can't tell whether or not you might be really into a certain someone or not, do you feel a throb in your vagina? I loved that Shanae said that. I thought that was so funny.
Then go with Logan. That's my answer. If you feel that way. This is for the ladies out there. Shanae's only helping. You know, she is not saying anything incorrect. She is just giving you her best advice. This is the new Shanae, you guys. And the new Shanae is improved and has experience. So therefore, if you do feel a throb in your vagina, then go with Logan. Yeah. Or just go with whatever man is the man of your dreams. You know, like do that. I don't know what to say.
I got to add it to things Bachelor taught me. Like, like when Gabby last season talked about Nate and she was like, oh, he has a high capacity for love. And now I'm like, oh, that's something I want in a partner. Now I'm going to write to my list. Makes my vagina throb.
Only Shanae.
We love her, though. We love her.
Okay. Do you know what I'm going to bring up now, or should I just like
go for it, girl?
Okay, so we're going to talk about this Eliza, Rodney, and Justin love triangle here. So
sad.
Rodney, sad. While she's chewing, we're going to recap it in order. PSA, guys, Alex is enjoying something. I don't know what.
But... yeah, I'm eating my breakfast. Because right after this, I have to go to work. It's a muffin, but I'm eating it with a fork because we're doing a podcast and I'm trying to eat it as subtly as possible.
All right, guys, eat your muffins with forks. But anyway, basically Eliza has a conversation with Rodney, and Rodney's like, I see you as like my future fiance, blah blah blah, and Eliza seemed really happy about it, and she's like, it's better late than never. I'm like, come on, girl. But yet on the flip side, Justin is like crazy about her and she's crazy about him, and Rodney sees them kissing, you know, it's like a whole thing. But Eliza was like, I should just go home instead of doing this rose ceremony. I'm like, why didn't you go home? Go home. and then you can figure this shit out.
If you can't handle the heat, get off the beach.
Hey, that's a good way to put it. We will let you know in just a moment as I do my roast ceremony recap on whether Eliza picks Rodney or Justin.
But also, I mean, you just said that you felt like Eliza was really into Rodney in that moment, saying yeah, better late than ever. Mm-hmm. I felt like she was not into him at all. Because the language that Rodney was using is the kind of language that people dream of hearing. Like, if Aaron spoke to Genevieve the way Rodney spoke to Eliza, Genevieve would be straight sobbing and like, oh my God, I'm so wanted, I'm so loved. Like, Eliza was just like, oh, thanks for saying that. Like, that's yeah, true. Better late than never. Like, she wasn't invested. To me, it felt like her mind was somewhere else.
And well, then she had a big decision.
She did. And then Justin gives her fucking gummy bears. And she's like, oh, this is all I really wanted, ever really wanted. Like, let's just make out. And I'm like, poor Rodney.
The thing is, do you want a man who gives you a shit ton of gummy bears, or a man that gives you words of affirmation? That's the real question here.
Words of affirmation, 100%.
You can get gummy bears anytime you want. Go to the drugstore and go buy some. I don't give a shit what you do. But Rodney is a classic man.
Yeah.
She's stupid.
But obviously, Eliza's love language is gummy bears, is what we're learning.
I mean, to be fair, I do like gummy bears, but that's not my love language. That's more like Jesus. If you... Yeah, jeez. Alex knows me so well. So let's get to the results here. So we have Aaron and Genevieve, Victoria and Johnny, mm-hmm. Danny and Michael, Brett and Tyler, Brandon and Serene, Florence and Justin, Joey and Shanae, Kate and Logan,
Andrew and Jasenia,
yes. And it seemed like Kate was going to choose Hayden, but she picked Logan. So yeah. Bye, bye Hayden. Bye, bitch. Don't let the door hit you. And then Eliza picked Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing at the rose ceremony that shocked me the most was that Kate was saying to Logan, there's definitely something here, but I need more. At a rose ceremony, you're supposed to reassure people when you give them the rose. Mm-hmm. Kate's like, but I'm expecting so much more. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was fucked up. I literally wrote boo in my notes. Like I was just saying earlier, like as much as Logan has been problematic in his own ways, he deserves so much better. Kate seems very manipulative. She's putting value and emphasis on certain things, which is okay if that's how you want to live your life. But then like own up to it and say, hey, Logan, outside of the fucking rose ceremony, say, hey, Logan, I really like you, but I'm really insecure about our age difference. Hey, Logan, I'm really insecure about our wage gap. Like, talk to him and be like, this is what I need in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And see how he feels about it. Don't be vague and say that in a public fucking setting.
Right.
Especially after the week he's been through. Oh, it's just a mess.
But it's only going to get better from here, Alex. Don't worry.
So as we're going into the rose ceremony, this is probably my favorite part of the episode. Mm-hmm. Victoria is talking in her confessional and she's like, well, whoever Eliza picks, I'll be happy for her. But I hope it's Rodney. Say it with me. Rodney.
Rodney.
And as I'm watching it, I'm like, yes, peace, love, and fucking Rodney. Choose Rodney. We love Rodney. And it's just, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I love that, man.
Oh, another thing about this rose ceremony is Brandon and Serene. Serene gave out like the fifth rose. Usually the strongest relationships are first.
Really? So I never really noticed that. I think they kind of rotated around.
Oh my God, no. They always do it like whoever's like the strongest relationships. So like Genevieve and Aaron got the first one. Victoria and Johnny were like the second. Like it goes in order. And like the couples who've said, I love you for
Maybe it's because we didn't really see enough of them this week because they were sleeping most of the episode.
And then at the end, they give the surprises.
Just so you guys know, the guys that went home were Hayden, Jacob, and Justin. But Justin was really and nice Alex. About getting dumped. And Alex, too.
He just kind of was like, bye, guys. And everyone was like, bye, Alex. I literally had to rewind to be like, did Alex go home?
But I thought Justin handled getting dumped like a champion. So, you know, they're both nice guys in their own ways. But Rodney. That's all I have to say. So, yet again, Michael and Danielle get another one-on-one.
They just love to give multiple dates to people this season. Like, Shanae has gotten so many. Michael has gotten, like, what the fuck?
I don't know. But Wells was pretty much third wheeling their whole date while they were horseback riding around the town of Sagalita, if I'm saying mm-hmm. that correctly. And Wells was riding a donkey. All right. That's all I have to say. But Wells was just everywhere. Michael was like, yeah, and then there's Wells. But PSA, guys, there is never too much Wells. We stan Wells.
We love Wells. And I thought that the little end portion of the date where it was just like old friends talking. And Danielle was like, I've seen you with Sarah and it's really beautiful. And he was like, don't worry, you guys will be invited to the wedding. And Danielle was like, well, I already got my invitation. Like, they're like actually friends. And she was like, it's just a matter of whether or not Michael's my plus one. I was like, this is adorable. And he was talking about like the feeling when you know, you know.
And it was really nice. The feeling of, you know, Michael said, maybe we'll come visit next time. That was like, okay, if these two don't get engaged by the end, I swear to God.
It's really sweet.
Their connection is just, I think they might be one of my favorite couples this season.
It just makes me really sad because I don't want to forget about how Michael treated Sierra.
That's true.
Earlier on this season. And I really feel like Sierra was strung along and Michael maybe was thinking about Danielle but didn't say anything. And Sierra was super devoted to him. Mm-hmm. And she just got the shitty.
I wonder if he knew if Danielle was coming to the beach.
I don't know. Or if he hoped. I was seeing on Twitter, everyone was like, Sierra. Oh, wait, I don't want to spoil. We'll see. We'll get to it in a second. I love how we're like, this is a recap podcast. And we don't want to spoil.
So I have a very serious question, though, because Alex and I do hang out in person a lot. Alex, can you describe like what I smell like?
What do you smell like, Amanda? Honestly,
what did I say to you when I saw you last week when we were walking together? Alex gave me a hug and I'm like, you smell good. And she's just like, really?
It's like the end of the day. I was like, I smell good. But
you can't help but sniff people, you know?
No, especially me. Like, I'm so big. Like, when I give someone a hug, like, their nose is in my armpit, you know? Like, so Amanda, I don't know what you smell like. I literally, when I see you later today in person, I'm going to come up to you and smell you. I would associate your smell with like baked goods. But I don't know if like that's actually what you smell like. You know what I mean?
I was smelling a little vanilla when I saw you and gave you a hug. I was like, wow, Alex smells really good. But apparently Logan smells like wet leather. And that was quite interesting. And then Shanae and Britt were just like smelling people.
Yep.
So I don't know. I just am curious like what the cast smells like. I'm sure they smell good. I don't know.
I'm sure they smell good, like, if you met them on the street. I'm not so sure they smell good on the beach. Like, Rodney at one point said, what did he say? He was like, Eliza's choosing me at my worst. I'm stressed, I'm red, and I'm sweaty. And I was like, that is me every single day of my life.
Rodney is just so relatable. I can't.
He's the best.
And then the drama escalates yes. after we smell our friends from Bachelor Nation.
Everyone's wondering, where's Eliza? Where's Eliza?
This girl be crying in the bedroom
mm-hmm.
because she realizes that she made a mistake. So after she was done crying, she went and pulled Rodney aside. And now she's telling him that she wants Justin. So this was probably the most dramatic moment of the season by far.
Oh,
poor
yeah.
Poor freaking Rodney. Eliza messed up because Rodney is the goat. Okay.
He really is.
she screwed up. But at the same time, I do see what you were saying, Alex, about her not being so into him while he was saying, like, I do see you as my fiance and future wife,
mm-hmm.
and all that shit. Like, that's every girl's dream to hear that.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those situations. It's like, are you in it for the connection or are you in it for who the person is on paper?
But I just love how everybody, the moment Rodney came up and started crying and told them the news, they were crying with him. Therefore, I was crying on the couch and my mom was crying. It was just so upsetting. I'm like, I can't watch this, but yet I get sucked in every time.
Oh my.
Because that man is really deserving of love.
Oh my God. Everyone was so upset. And even Eliza said, she was like, there was like a little bit of pressure to choose Rodney. And like, if Rodney had gotten sent, I think it would have been better if Rodney got sent home at the rose ceremony.
I agree.
But she,
as much as I want to disagree,
she was conflicted because everyone is team Rodney and Eliza. Everyone keeps saying you can't help but root for them. We just want the best for Rodney. But even Kate was fucking crying in the background. I'm like, you know, if Kate's crying, that this is like, Rodney is the best.
Genevieve was crying.
Yes. It was just everyone, like, everyone loves Rodney. That show, Everybody Hates Chris. This is the Everybody Loves Rodney show. Like,
and everyone hates Eliza.
And everyone hates Eliza, which I don't feel like she should be receiving any hate. Like,
I don't think so either. She just did what was true to her heart, you know?
Right. Which you can't had blame to. Her for. This was totally, totally a Bachelor moment. This was 150% a Bachelor moment. There was so much screen time. Just the fact that this is the episode that aired on the one episode week. I am so impressed with Rodney. I always have been impressed with Rodney. For like that one segment in between commercials, it was literally just Eliza talking and Rodney just nodding and listening. Like, he had every right to get pissed, to try and convince her otherwise. He just sat there and listened. And towards the end of her like sobbing and speaking to him, he was like, so why do you feel like Justin's the one for you? And then he was like, you know what? Don't even answer that. Like, that's not the point of this conversation. He's like, I'm going to let you go. I was so fucking impressed with how he handled that situation. That was textbook how to listen to someone. It was amazing. Amazing.
He is a man.
Amazing.
Definition of a real man. Rodney Matthews. Okay.
Rodney Matthews.
We're just going to leave it at that. But it's going to get crazy next week because I already feel like this is a Tayshia and John Paul Jones moment when Eliza flies to Boston to go get Justin back. So we can only wait and see what will happen next week, but this should be fun.
The one thing we did miss, Amanda, that I thought was a funny moment, even though it was very sad what was happening. So the whole cast loves Rodney. They love this relationship between Rodney and Eliza. And I can't remember exactly who. It's like Victoria and Andrew and a couple other cast members. They're sitting around the bar.
Yep.
And they're like, we need to know what's happening. So they send Andrew
to go thumbs up.
And they're like, give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And he doesn't even look at them for 1 second and shoots his thumb all the way down. So funny.
That did make me laugh, but the end of the episode, just so upsetting.
So upsetting. And Rodney said, he said, I need full honesty, Eliza. I deserve that. And Rodney does deserve that. And he deserves so much more. And he deserves to have his side of the story shared on the best 2-on-1 ever.
You know, Rodney, we're just here waiting.
We really are. And Rodney, I know last week I said some things that were out.
Yeah,
you
better apologize to our man.
I would love to apologize to you in person. I posted it on my Instagram story saying I would love to apologize to you in person. You did view that Instagram story, so I know you're listening, as you do. And I just can't wait to meet you in person and just really just sit here and listen and ask you questions. Because Rodney, we love you. And we really, you are just amazing. That's it.
You are so beautiful. Rodney. If that song didn't want to make you come on our podcast, then I don't know what else will.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, guys, I'm going to end the episode by saying this. Peace, love, and Rodney.